Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
This is part two. We're already unhinged. I don't know what Carmen was just doing right before recording. He normally counts down 3, 2, 1, and it was at 1, and he was like, yeah, like some kind of brain aneurysm.
I was doing a terrible, I don't even know what accent that is, but it was just terrible. I went, Eat is making the recording in 3, 2, 1.
Anyways, this is part
like
two.
Like Borat sure you, or some
make
shit.
Make sure you listen to part one first. I promise we talk about Grey's Anatomy. Yes, make sure you listen to part one. This is part two for Give Peace a Chance. And we are going to start with everyone's favorite segment, Living in Shondaland.
Living in Shondaland 2024.
Oh, I can't believe it's 2024. That sounds made up.
It doesn't even sound like a real year.
Yeah, that's not
2023 I could buy, but 2024?
Yeah, I don't even know what it's going to be like when it gets 2025. That's just the future.
The thing is 2025 sounds like a real year, too.
No. 2024 doesn't even sound... 2025 is some Jetson shit.
Yeah. What year did the Jetsons take place? I think it was 2010,
probably,
wasn't it?
It was like 2001, probably.
Hold on.
This is going to be upsetting.
1998.
Literally.
Hold on. What year... did the Jetsons
robot maids who do everything for you?
2062. We have plenty of time to hit the floating jets.
Okay. Yeah.
I feel like we're really hard on ourselves as a society.
Mm-hmm. Well, Back to the Future. We did pass that one. I think it was 2015 or 2016.
It was 2015 because the Cubs missed it by a year for the World Series. Wow. They won it in 2016. I think it was 2015.
Wow, guys. Wow, you fucked it up.
Yeah. But 2062, that's,
that's made up.
39 years from now. That's plenty of time to get flying hovercrafts.
So
ugh. Yeah. So, I know we're going to do Living in Shondaland 2024 style, but I just have to share something. At work, some coworkers... when I say coworkers, are the people who report to me. They're not my coworkers. The people I work with. They go, man, it's been forever since I've gone to the Rosemont outlets. And I go, you guys want to hear how old I am? I opened those fucking Rosemont outlets. I was working for a company while they were doing construction on the outlets. And they're like, oh, that's so crazy. Like, my sister was this year's old when that was happening. And I'm like, I understand. I'm old.
There are people who listen to this show who were not born when the show started. Sorry. There are people who listen to this podcast.
Our podcast?
Who were not born when the show Grey's Anatomy started.
Oh, that makes more sense.
There are 2-year-olds listening to our podcast.
I was like, I mean, I've played it for Marlo.
Like,
she's heard our show.
All the time, so.
Yeah. Also, we were talking about brownies. Do you want to share some really exciting brownie news in your life?
Yeah. So... for Christmas, my dad got me baking pans that are perfect squares. So it's 12 perfect squares. And so all of my brownies are corners and they are so good. I made them the other day and they are everything that I've ever wanted and more.
I feel like you and I get a lot of heat from our friends because we like the corner pieces.
They're better.
They are superior. You get the
they
best of both worlds.
Absolutely the best part of a brownie. When Michael doesn't care either way. So when he eats an edge piece, I'm livid. Because I'm like, I care strongly. Don't fucking touch those. But now everybody can have them.
Yeah, so it is pretty wild when people shit on the edge pieces.
I don't get it.
We're not out here shitting on centerpieces. We're just saying, save us the edges.
Literally,
you know?
Remember, I think about this all the time. One time Carmen took brownies to work and one of his coworkers asked him, I think about this all the time. One of his coworkers was like, can I have a brownie? And Carmen gave him an edge piece because Carmen is a good friend. And then hours later, that guy was like, hey, are you mad at me? Like, why would you give me an edge piece? Carmen was like, I was doing that out of the kindness of my heart.
I sacrificed my happiness. Yeah. The funny thing is like, if I'm going out of my way to give you a brownie, I'm not going to give you like a bad brownie. I'm going to do the whole act of kindness.
No.
That's like, oh man, I've got a flat tire on the road. I'll help you, but I'm not going to screw the lug nuts back in and then drive away.
Really,
like, I don't know. It's
at all.
Okay, well, I tried. I went out on a limb here. Living in Shondaland. Take it away, Kelsey.
Well,
I'm going to need
Carmen,
a piece of brownie.
There is one person in this Shondaland. Who could it
be? Iron Man. Iron Man.
It's not Iron Man, but you're so close.
The bad guy from Iron Man.
Yeah. It's Ferran Tahir, who plays Isaac. He is in one episode of How to Get Away with Murder. He is in one episode of Private Practice. And he's in three episodes of Scandal. So I think your theory might be off.
Maybe it's possible.
Possible.
He's on the
run.
He's got all four. He's got all four of the Shonda shows.
He
he's just
have
missing
Station 19
or Bridgerton.
He doesn't have Bridgerton, Inventing Anna. He doesn't have the miniseries, but he has three
the
of the
ones.
Four. No, four of the five ABC ones.
Yeah, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And
for
Station
sure.
19 is still running, right?
Yes, although they did announce that season 7 is going to be the final season, which
so
is the one that is about to air.
Okay, so he's still got time to get the Shonda Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah.
Are there people who have the Shonda Infinity Gauntlet?
You have asked me this several times, and no.
No, no.
The
one
closest
has all five.
One is Cyrus Bean.
Well,
Thatcher, he's the closest.
Well, this guy, bad Iron Man guy, is close too, right? Season 4 of the 5.
Yeah, but Cyrus was also in Inventing Anna.
Oh. Was he Anna or did he invent her?
Neither, but thank you.
Oh, okay. All right, tell us about this guy.
I just did, so.
Oh. Could you do it again?
One episode of How to Get Away with Murder. One episode of Private Practice and three episodes of Scandal. 2024 is going really well so far.
That's my bad. I take ownership on that one.
Okay, well. If you see Carmen walking down the street.
Remember that time when it happened?
Yeah, let's talk about the surgery.
Okay.
So Derek agrees to do the surgery. Well, sorry. Derek asks Weber if he can do the surgery. And Weber's like, fuck you. No. Shockingly. And then they have a big fight because Derek's like, there was a time when you would have told me to do it. You would have convinced me to do it. And like, this isn't about the medicine. This is just about fucking numbers. And Weber, you know, fights back and he's like, fuck you, this is about medicine and my answer is still no. Stop treating this hospital like a fucking charity, blurb 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 blurb. So merp-a-derp-a-derp, that's
merp-a-derp-a-derp.
Where they are in their communication.
Yeah,
so obviously Derek is like, I'm just gonna lie. So that's what he does. He takes Isaac in. Also, again, back to everyone in the hospital other than Weber is on Isaac's side and like wants him to live and wants Derek to do the surgery. So they sneak him in and all the other attendings are there to support. Jackson got to scrub in. Lexi got to scrub in as
his fake doctor.
His caretaker is really what it is. His mommy.
And Jackson was kind of a douche about that.
Jackson was a huge dick about it.
You believe that?
But he is very cute. But he is a huge dick.
Also, there
you
was
know,
the scene.
I'm sorry. Never mind. I don't know that this is appropriate.
What? It's appropriate.
It's not.
If it's penis related, it's appropriate.
Jesse Williams recently did a stint on Broadway in a show that required him to be fully nude. And it's rude to have phones out in live performances. And also it is prohibited, and someone did it, and the photo got leaked, and the video also got leaked on Twitter.
Dude's got a micro penis or a hog?
It is not a micro penis. It was wrong that someone did that.
However.
No, there's no however. It was wrong. Oh. It was wrong that someone violated the trust, the sacred, safe space of a theater. And I did see his penis.
Was it a prosthetic?
I don't think it was.
There was someone that I was reading an article about where they used a prosthetic penis on the set of a show.
Yeah, Netflix. There was a show called Sex Life.
Maybe.
And that guy also had a huge dick, and it was a prosthetic.
Yeah. So maybe they just are out here putting prosthetics to make dudes' junk look big.
Well, yeah.
Or also it's real.
In Sex Life, it was supposed to be because I think it was in like a shower at a gym situation. It was supposed to like make another guy jealous.
Okay. I don't know. Either way, I'm happy for dudes with big dongs.
I do have to tell you a big penis story off mic.
Okay.
So don't let me forget.
All right. I will never let anyone forget to tell a penis story. But wait, hold on. I do just want to say when the thing that annoyed me with Lexi in this episode is when she goes, Derek, you didn't even page me to do this. Your sister, Derek. Like, that's the thing that really pisses me off about this fucking post-it note. Like, and also sister-in-law.
Okay. I almost just called you Michael because you're annoying me.
Oh,
Carmen, okay. Some people take family a little more seriously. You don't have to put caveats on everything.
Caveats.
How do you say it?
Caveats.
Caveats.
Caveats. When gaudium caviosa. What?
Pecan? Pecan? Pecan?
Pecan.
You don't even know how to say it.
No. Pecans.
Doesn't know how he says it.
The pecans. I eat the pecans. I can't believe you just did that to me.
Okay.
Anyways, the sister thing annoyed me.
Yeah.
That annoyed me.
I don't know what you have against this post-it situation. just get over it. They're married.
They don't even have a marriage license.
They have a marriage contract.
But that's not observed by the federal government.
Do you know what the federal government can do? Go fuck itself. Because it's too busy fucking all of us over in any given opportunity.
Yeah.
So that's not what we're going to judge our relationships by. Yeah. It is what we judge our tax benefits by, unfortunately. But they're rich enough that that doesn't matter.
I was looking up the EV tax benefits in Illinois. The registration was supposed to be open for a year. It was open for 10 days before they maxed out applicants. So... No tax benefits for me.
Cool. Well, you don't have one, so.
Not yet, but I was gonna get one. No, I'm not. Just kidding. I hope so. All right, Derek.
So, yes, they...
Him and Weber.
They do the surgery. He has Lexi in there to, like, help him make sure he's staying hydrated, make sure he's taken care of, taking breaks, stretching, all that stuff. And... he gets in there, he starts to do the surgery, and he doesn't know what to do, so he just stands there and stares. I understand. It's fine, honestly. My main concern is the point when Weber does finally figure it out and storms in, is that the whole, like, you're just leaving this man open on the table for 10 hours. To what end?
Right.
That seems like poor doctoring.
Well, there's a point where if the surgery at that point also lasted 26 hours, that means you would have been standing in a surgery for 36 hours with this dude open on a table.
Yeah. And also that long under anesthesia cannot be okay.
No.
Like, there's no way you could come back from that. Like, I don't know anything about medicine, but like, there's simply no way. I just don't believe it. So,
well, they also at one point said 10 hours without a cut. They had to cut to get to the view.
That's not, you know what they mean.
I'm just
without
saying.
Without a real cut.
Yeah, I get a paper cut. I get a paper cut and it's a real cut.
Well, that's because you're a baby.
Well, then maybe they should make hand sanitizer more sensitive for the skin.
But then the alcohol needs to kill the germs.
Well, then I shouldn't get paper cuts now, should I?
Well, that's on you, bitch.
How dare you say something so hurtful and so correct. Honest and correct.
So brave.
There was a time you would have convinced me to do this surgery. Damn, Derek, calm down. But for real, though, Weber, you suck.
Yeah, Weber is not in a good place right now.
Like, he's not the vibe.
This is
I'm not guys, in my Weber era.
I'm not in my Weber. Weber is big in his capitalism era, and it is not a good place. I don't love it.
It's like the merger happened, and he forgot everything he knew.
Or he was like, must need money, calculator, no more medicine, only math. Not good. I was doing a lot of math today. I fucking hate it so much.
Oh, it reminds me of the manifestation YouTube, Instagram video. I've recently learned a new superpower called manifestation. You see that one?
No.
I think I said it to you before. I don't need to go to my job now because I can just manifest money.
I am manifesting a Trader Joe's like 10 minutes away from me so hard.
Yeah. They're all franchised, anyway. Right?
No. Trust me. I've looked into it. It's not franchised. I would have opened it.
I think they'll make an exception for me. I'll just go ahead and do it.
Yeah, but you have to do it here. Move here first. I'll go in.
We can't move there for at least another 5 years.
No, that's not the agreement. That
no
I made with nobody.
Goodness. So I want to call out that they obviously they have their falling out. Weber's pissed off. They have kind of this reconciling meeting where Weber's like, all right, dude, you could do the surgery to cut his cord. Right. And Derek kind of is like, I'm not going to not cut the cord. And Weber's like, I don't even listen to what you say because I'm not paying attention because I have too many important things to do. But I'm going to assume you agree with me because I'm the chief and your job is to agree with me. And then he walks away and Derek's like, goes on full dinosaur. He goes, remember that passcode? We're in. And like tells them that they're going to fucking steal the dino.
So we're not going to cut the we're not going to cut the cord. Like the second the door closes. So we're not going to
Weber's
cut the
not even out of earshot yet.
Weber's still at the table. He's like, you guys in to fuck up some shit?
That's so funny. Derek, aren't you worried about Weber hearing you? Oh, he's on his phone now. He doesn't care.
Yeah, yeah.
He has an Excel spreadsheet that he's looking at.
About numbers.
It's just numbers in a row.
Beep boop,
it's just
numbers. Beep boop, money. Beep boop, this hospital is not a charity.
Also, I know we talked about the music very briefly, but the scene where they're all gathering in the room slowly one at a time looking at the x-rays of Isaac and they're like, oh, that's Isaac? Oh, that's Isaac? The music was like, it's like a drum beat. It's like, doo-doo-doo, doo-doo-doo. And I'm like, guys, they're just talking about a picture. Nothing is happening yet.
Yep.
So dramatic.
Good stuff up in here.
Oh, that was we just covered a lot of content in 2 minutes.
Podcast.
We still have a lot of surgery to go. All right. Yeah.
We're not even in the real surgery yet.
Yeah.
We're not going to cut the cord. So he goes back in. Oh, wait. First of all, we forgot in the original surgery, the other attendings are kind of like guarding outside. And yeah. Bailey comes in and is like, hey, just so you know, Weber is going to do something in like an hour. So if you're going to do anything, maybe go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
And he doesn't. And Weber overhears Callie talking about the surgery. And Weber barges in and screams at everybody, makes Derek get out. Also, Lexi tries to get Derek to take a break. And he yells at her. And it's not nice.
It is not nice.
Because he probably could have taken a break. Because it's not like he was fucking doing anything. So, Lexi did not even pee in her diaper. She wore it for no reason. Mm. The original day.
She ran away.
Yeah,
but Lexi, if you need a break, you can get the fuck out of my OR.
Yeah, that was a lot. So then, on day two, attempt number dose. Oh, well, first of all, after the surgery, he goes to Isaac. He's like, I can't do it, Isaac. I can't do it. I can't do it. And Isaac's like, how about you go home? Have yourself a little napsy nap. And come back and we'll talk about it tomorrow. And that's when he goes home and paints on the wall.
And doesn't nap. So he's up for 72 hours. Basically.
Jesus Christ. I didn't even think about that. You're so right. Ay, ay, ay.
He goes home and says, I am Picasso now. Look at this picture that I drew from memory.
Picasso. I like it. So, yeah, it's a wild, wild journey this episode.
Also, so, mad respect to Isaac. He's like, I don't give a fuck what you say. Everything's going to work out. Or it won't.
Positive. I just don't understand.
Yeah. That's like when I say the worst case scenario is that we die. Like, whatever. We die.
Won't be my problem. So, yes, he comes back. And then he decides to do the surgery for real. And he's like, I'm just going to have to do it. I'm just going to have to get in there and just do some shit. So Lexi brings Mark in and says, you need someone else who knows things to talk about. And that, it makes sense that it's Mark because he knows a lot about nerves because of being a plastic surgeon and like burn specialty.
Yeah. And also it's also micro level that he could talk through the minutiae of like the very precise, the precision.
Yeah, absolutely.
And not that Derek's not, you know, new to precision, but Derek's looking at it at a more global scale, and Derek's looking at it more on a centralized area.
And they just have, you know, they're bros. They support each other. They love each other at the end of the day. So then Derek finally starts cutting and things are okay. And then, wait, when does he vomit? Yeah, Derek is doing the surgery. Oh, something starts bleeding. They don't really know what's going on. Christina is also in the gallery, like, narrating on the phone to Meredith the whole time. And then Derek, it's whatever it is, like, fixes itself. Like, it just regulates itself. And then Derek's like, take off my mask. Take off my mask! And then he vomits on the floor. Which feels not sterile.
No.
I don't super know the rules of the sterile fields. It feels like that's against the rules.
I also don't understand. So did he not go re-scrub? Because he doesn't touch the water, right? He just gets handed the water.
He does touch the water.
Oh, he does.
Like, he touches the water bottle.
Then why wouldn't he just take his own mask off? In it, yeah,
well, like, maybe he originally wasn't going to. I don't know.
Because my thought is if he's going to vomit, he's going to need to re-sanitize anyways. Why couldn't he use his own hands?
They have to come in and clean it. Like, they show them, like, cleaning the floor.
Yeah.
Which, again, Isaac's just on the table.
Yeah.
Just, like, exposed. Spinal cord.
Also,
flailing in the wind.
If you need someone to take off your mask because you're going to vomit, you need to say, I'm going to vomit. Someone take off my mask.
Also, I just don't know how you can say, I'm going to vomit before you vomit. Like, I've never been in that position. Like, if I know I'm going to vomit, there's no time. It's just happening.
Oh, I can tell.
I just do not have that gift.
Yeah. I wouldn't say it's a gift. It's more like a curse that has an upside.
It's a pro.
Yeah. So I do also want to call out, I know we briefly touched base on this, but for the first surgery, when Derek goes and wheels Isaac in, they stop at Weber Station and goes, yeah. Oh, look, Dr. Shepherd has one of his craniotomies coming up. And they're like, oh, yeah, hi, hello. How's the schedule? Oh, well, you know what? Can't slow it down. We're good. Beep, beep, bye. And just takes, this is Mrs. Thompson. He goes, oh, mister. Yeah. I don't know, the schedule's not totally worked out. So I just thought that was totally a little bit of a continuity error where everyone loves Isaac, but Weber doesn't know who he is. But
well, I think it's fine because plot. Weber's so far up his own ass about everything that's going on right now. Like, he wouldn't know the lab techs.
It's fair. He barely knows the interns.
Yeah. He's too busy with his calculators. So, yeah, we're in the surgery. Derek vomits. We don't understand how that's sanitary because it's probably not. They clean up. Lexi bullies him into drinking water, finally. And then Mark also is kind of like talking him down as well. Drink the water. And
Sloan gives her a nice little, all right, kiddo.
There you go. Nice. There you go. Get it, girl.
Someone put on her big girl diaper today.
And that is when Richard sees Owen in the hall and is like, why aren't you doing that surgery? And he's like, oh, Dr. Torres needed the OR. And then Callie comes up and is like, what did I need?
Heard my name. Finger guns.
I love her so much. She's like, what? You're talking shit about me. I'm coming over. And so then
Weber like, immediately.
Oh, he didn't cut the cord. And then they're like, don't worry, Bailey's guarding the door and she won't let him in. They're like, no, Bailey's not guarding the door. Well, who's guarding the door? Oh, no.
Dr. Arizona, tears in her eyes, but not this time, Robbins.
God bless Arizona Robbins and her issues with authority, because she really stands up to the chief and she's like, I'm not going to let you go in there. Because I care a lot about Isaac and I want him to live. And if you go in there, you could potentially like mess up this surgery. So I will not let you in. And I will not let you go in there and be a bully. Not
today. She calls him a fucking bully.
Watch. And Callie's like, oh my God, I thought that was going to go differently. And then Arizona starts sobbing and Callie goes, yeah, more like that.
And there she is. It's so cute. I really like Arizona. If they kill her, I'll be very disappointed.
Okay.
Also, Jessica's vacuuming upstairs and it's so loud. So
I can hear it.
The tears come out.
Yeah. Bailey goes into the OR and Derek's like, what's going on out there? And Bailey's like, I'm not going to tell you because it doesn't fucking matter. This, what you are doing is the only thing that should matter to you right now. So we don't need to talk about anything else. So shut the fuck up, Derek.
And he doesn't question it. He's like, all right.
Yeah.
I've already made my bed.
And then that's when he's like, I can't tell which one this is going to. So I'm just going to have to throw caution to the wind and hope for the best. Roll a dice, pick a card, any card.
And they're basically like, so like a bomb.
Yeah. They're like, and this could have just been for absolutely nothing. They're like, he's like, yeah, that's so good.
I'm glad we're all on the same page and I'm glad you guys perfectly summed up all my words for me. So I didn't have to later on.
And then Callie's like, there's 2 inches left. So there's like 4 or 5 more hours. And then Jackson's hand starts cramping and he's like holding something or another, so he obviously can't be moving. The BP, Isaac's blood pressure starts dropping. It can mess up obviously the cord, it can cause him to be paralyzed, it can cause everything to be for naught. So Jackson's being still and Lexi is like talking him down and says, I'm gonna reach in, and kind of like just squeezes his hand to stop it, and that stabilizes everything. And then Derek is like, you're dehydrated, that's why you're having muscle cramps, and you know you went without, like, you haven't been drinking so that you wouldn't have to pee, and that way Dr. Gray like doesn't get a turn to scrub in and or do whatever. And so then he has Jackson step aside and has Lexi take over. So they switch. So that's nice. And then they do 5 more hours. And that's when he gets to the big one.
I don't remember how it exactly happened. And we'll need to wait to discuss my question and what I mean by that, because it's so vague, until after a brief word from our regional sponsors.
One of the best things about finishing a great book is knowing that you have another one ready to go in your to-be-read pile. With Book of the Month, you can make sure that your to-be-read pile stays stocked and ready to go. Each month, you can use the app to select from 5 to 7 titles vetted and curated by the team at Book of the Month, focusing specifically on debut authors and early releases. If you can't choose just one, you can always upgrade and add more from your selection. And if that TBR pile starts to get a little too tall, you can skip as many months as you need to give yourself a little extra time to catch up on what you have. Personally, I am a huge fan of suspense and psychological thrillers, so I was very excited to see multiple books on the selection list for May that fit that description. I selected 2 different titles, both of which are set in Washington State, just like our favorite show, Grey's Anatomy. I thoroughly enjoyed The Return of Ellie Black, the first thriller novel from Amiko Jean, and have Middle Tide by Sarah Crouch ready to read on my road trip next week. Right now, you can sign up for Book of the Month and use code PETALS to get your first book for only $5. That's code PETALS, P-E-T-A-L-S, to get your first book for only $5. Watch out for that blue box at your door and get your TBR pile stocked and ready.
And we are back. So what I mean by that, I don't remember. Marlo loves making fart noises with her mouth now.
Who doesn't?
And my dad was over the other day. And Jess goes, Marlo, make a fart noise with your mouth. And she looks at him and she goes, and like totally reared back. She smiled at him, made this goofy little face, and then made a little fart noise with her mouth. Everyone laughed.
That's the best part.
Yeah. So did it cut? How soon after he cut the vein did it cut to Isaac and his toes? Was that the scene transition? I'm like having a hard time remembering what actually happened.
Well, he cuts it and Meredith is like, was it the right one? Was it the right one? And then it was like cut to obviously a commercial. And then when they would have come back, it was Isaac. And he was upset because he was like, you didn't do it because I can still move my toes. And Derek's like, you know, you can move your toes because I got the tumor.
Mic drop.
Hold on, though. Let's backtrack to when Derek is trying to pawn this decision off on every single person in the OR.
Yeah.
And Mark is like, dude, miny mo.
That was kind of funny, though, because Lexi's like, are you eeny, meeny, miny, moing? And he's like, yeah, bad idea. I gotta shut up, Lexi.
Yeah, no, I can't do that. But yeah, he
and
it.
Mark is like, dude, grow up.
I love when he
yourself.
Says, oh, so you could. He tries to get Mark to pick. And Mark's like, oh, so you can spend the rest of your life blaming it on me? No.
Yeah.
He knows him so well.
Yeah. It's such. I like that scene. Again, that's one of those scenes where, like, of course nothing bad's going to happen.
Yeah.
They wouldn't go from the eeny, meeny, miny, mo to death that quick.
But
not
also,
monsters.
That was like when they show him going to make the final cut, they're playing like a swell of like symphony music of positivity. And I was like, okay, so clearly it's going to be fine. It's just, yeah, some of the music in this episode felt a little like oddly placed. Like if they had just pushed it back a scene, it would have been fine.
Yeah. Can you imagine, though? You get the swell of positivity. You wake up. Derek's like, Isaac's all sad. And Derek says, no, everything's good. You could feel your leg because I didn't cut the cord because I got the whole tumor. And then he strokes out and dies.
Like Denny. Denny circa 2005.
Oh, goodness. That was 4 years ago in this show. Can you believe that?
It's like 2 whole days in Grey's time.
Izzy comes back from being MIA just to chop off Isaac's legs.
Stop it.
Derek didn't take your legs, but I did.
I gave him to this deer.
I gave him to this deer I found in the woods.
You guys, I don't like Izzy. I don't understand how people still like her. Like, this storyline just makes it that much worse.
Ugh. It's all right. It'll all be worth it when she comes back and saves someone.
Anyways, Isaac is good. And then Derek gets fired.
I did not see that coming.
Yeah, what did you, he goes to Richard and he's like, you know what? I'm ready to move on if you are. And Richard is like, fuck you and your fucking $2 million a year and fuck your bullshit and fuck your medical miracles and get the hell out of my hospital immediately.
And Derek's like, sleep it off, champ.
He's like, sleep
Let's talk
it.
Tomorrow.
We'll talk tomorrow.
He, official prediction, Derek is not fired.
How do you see it going? Like, because Weber isn't going to follow through or Derek's just going to keep coming to work.
Derek's just going to keep coming to work. But also, here's the thing. Weber wants to be number one so bad. You know what makes you number one? Medical miracles. Yeah. That is a medical
Probably
miracle.
Derek Shepherd.
Put like, that in a journal.
Yeah. Also, yeah. Just the optics of like, neurosurgeon says someone else who works in the hospital like pro bono, like all this bullshit,
and then immediately gets fired for insubordination. Like, yeah. No, it's fine. He would get a job anywhere else. He'd be fine.
Yeah, and then everyone, he would just take everyone with him,
and Isaac, because he's alive now.
Obviously Isaac would follow him. He followed him there to get the surgery. Yeah. In the first place,
all the way from the far reaches of the Middle East.
That is what he said.
No, from Iron Man.
Oh, well, he said he was from the Middle East.
Oh, yeah. So before we start getting into the... Well, is there anything else on this specific storyline that you want to talk through? Or I think we covered it all, right?
He goes home to Meredith and she's like, yeah. I know I already got everything, but I want to hear your version. And he's asleep already. As he should be.
Start from the beginning. Tell me everything. Yeah. The dude didn't sleep.
No.
Also, when he was drawing on the wall, mm-hmm. They were so infatuated with the painting, the drawing, they didn't even turn the lights on.
No, the sun changes.
So how did they do it at night? Did the lights stay off
Miracles.
The whole time?
They wore headlamps.
Ah, I love
to
that.
To practice for surgery.
So I need you to read me Lexi's diaper speech to Jackson. Okay, do you have it?
Yeah, I have it. Let me get it.
She is very quickly becoming one of my favorite characters in the show.
I do love Lexi. Do-do-do.
I think
Carmen, fill for time.
Well, I was just gonna say I wanted to also call back when Christina was talking to Lexi about how hardcore the diaper was originally before she claps back at Jackson. When Christina says that she's hardcore NASA astronaut surgeon, like, it's just so many cool things all in one. That,
also, I
that's
love
how
that
you
Lexi,
know Christina.
Like, thinks that Christina is mocking her.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Christina is, so that's the thing that I feel like Christina and I are very similar on, because I will tell someone something and they think I'm being condescending and I'm like, no. I am so jazzed up for this exact moment. You don't understand. Yeah. And Christina and Lexi was saying, fine, whatever, fuck you. And Christina's like, no. This is dope. This is badass. This is hardcore. You're a fucking NASA-level astronaut surgeon. That's what you are. No one does this. You're doing this. This is dope.
Yeah.
What's the quote to Jackson Avery?
Jackson says, no one at Mercy West was this badass. Lexi says, this isn't badass. This is, okay, you saw him yesterday. He was spinning himself in circles, mumbling like some crazy psych patient, and he was mean. Jackson said, well, he's your psych patient now. Deal with it, diaper genie, which, sick insult.
Yeah, hey, that was good.
I wore a diaper yesterday, yes, and I will wear one today. If it helps Dr. Shepherd through this surgery, I will wear a diaper, because my diaper is awesome. My diaper is hardcore. You wish you had the balls to wear my diaper. I'm going to wear it, and I'm going to wear it with pride. And if I have to pee in it, oh, I'll pee, because I am a surgeon. This is America, and I will do what needs to be done so you can kiss my hardcore diaper-wearing ass. The This Is America out of nowhere really gets me.
That's the, I had to rewatch it. I was like, did she just say This Is America? What does that have to do with a diaper?
I don't know, but it's so funny.
I love it. I love her. She's great.
She is great. I really truly am like, why did I not like her? Like, I was so remember watching this the first time and being like, ugh, Lexi.
In all of your rewatches up to this point, did you not like her?
No, not all of them, but I just really vividly remember, like, in high school, the first time I watched it, being like, ugh, I hate Lexi.
Because she,
Meredith doesn't even hate her, like, anymore, so why would I hate her?
I don't know, man. I like her.
I find excessively positive people to sometimes be annoying, so maybe that's why.
Yeah, I get that. People tell me that all the time about me.
It ain't me.
Big eye roll from Kelsey. So I think right now, two of my top five favorite characters are in a relationship.
Lexi and Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Is it not? Do you mean four of your top five are coupled up? Or do you just mean Lexi and Mark?
Lexi and Mark are in a relationship.
Yes, I am aware. Thank you. I meant, are Callie and Arizona also in your top five?
Oh, yeah.
Because they would also be coupled up.
Actually, no. Callie's not in my top five. Oh! She's a close number six.
Wow.
Hold on. Let me think through this. Hold on. Hold on. Hold the fuck on, Samantha. Calm down.
Never.
No. Yes, she is. So two of the, or four of the five are coupled up.
So you like Mark, Lexi, Callie, Arizona, and Derek?
Callie, Arizona, Bailey. Bailey.
Okay.
Derek is just barely on the outside looking in. He's number six. But you know who's like number seven right now?
Christina. Owen.
Hunt. I think then it would go Christina. Then Meredith. Then Alex. Then the interns. Then the Mercy West people. Then Weber.
Not fucking Izzy.
No, Izzy really is pissing me off. It's just the way she's treating Alex after she was, yeah. She and was the miracle. Else. She was like, given a second chance at life.
Yeah, and she didn't just leave Alex. Like, she left all of those people.
Everyone. Yeah.
It's shitty. Shitty friending.
Does she come back?
I'm not gonna tell you. You'll just have to find out. Okay, is there anything else we needed to talk about now that Derek's been fired?
Yeah, no, I official prediction, he's going to come back. He's not actually off the show. It's just so funny that Derek's like, go home, sleep on it.
Can you imagine being told you're fired and just being like, why don't we talk about this after you've had a little nap, buddy?
Yeah, you're not you when you're hungry.
You're just here's a little Snickers. Grumpus. You're just a little Grumpusaurus Rex.
Speaking of Grumpusauruses, we are obsessed with Dino Ranch right now. This whole house is running on Dino Ranch.
I don't miss it. I'll tell you that much right now.
Although I can't remember the weird catchphrases they have.
There's a million of them.
There's a million of them, but they're funny. They're dumb, but they're funny.
They are dumb.
Triceratastic!
I don't think that's one, but...
That is one. That's a real one.
Okay, so let's rate it. Should we rate it?
Yes, we should. Do you want to go first?
Go first?
Okay, you go first.
I'm going to say it's a four. It's like pretty good. The music was really weird. And it's just kind of different. Not in a bad way, but just different. We didn't have, like, you know, the chaos moment. I do feel like in this episode, it did get a little more drama-y than it typically does. Like, I feel like a lot of times it walks the line of being, like, soap opera level drama, but it doesn't actually become that. There were a few moments in this one where I was like, that's a little too much. But overall, it's definitely better than, like, the average episode. But it wasn't, you know, as good as, like, last week's was.
Yeah. I'm pretty in line with you. I'm at a 4.2. I'm a little higher.
I was like, do I feel like it's a 4.2? I might actually think it's a 4.2. I was just thinking that.
I just think for me, it's hard to do what they did on a focal point on a character and not fall into a lot of cheese traps. And they didn't. They kept it pretty original. They, like, when they're sitting in the writer's room and they're saying, how about we give Derek a surgery that lasts 10 hours and he does nothing? What? Genius. Yeah. So smart.
Yeah.
And then he pulls off the miracle and then the plot twist of Weber saying you're fired, even though it means nothing at the end.
Yeah.
It's great writing. It's just great writing. Great directorial debut for Chandra. And that actually knowing it almost makes me want to go a little bit higher. But yeah, 4.2, I think, to start.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do 4.2 as well. Revising it.
I feel good. I feel good about 4.2. When I'm sitting there and I was watching it, there were a couple things that I think could have happened to make it a 5. The drama in the surgery didn't really feel like there was enough drama in the surgery, but only because they separated it between two surgeries.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
I agree. Yeah.
But yeah, I think interpersonal pieces, we get cool scenes from Arizona. We get a very cute scene for Hunt and Christina. We get some character development for Reed. We get some character development for the relationship between Lexi and Christina. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there's a lot of cool things in this episode.
Yeah. Okay. Let's predict some things.
All right, what would you like me to predict?
Something for Hunt and Christina.
They will have sex. No, they already had sex.
Yeah.
When George, George O'Malley died.
The first of the season.
Yeah. I have no predictions for them other than they're good. They're good.
Okay. What about cardio, head of cardio?
You know, I'm really starting to get annoyed at this storyline because who's running their department? Who's running?
It doesn't look like there's having any cardio surgeries.
They're just sending, we're going to do this gigantic merger that's going to cost millions of dollars in branding. And we have no cardio head. We have no head of cardio.
Correct.
So what I'm hoping they don't do is bring on another cameo appearance like they did with Colin Marlowe and say, oh, I'm here. I'm going to run all this shit. And then there's like,
never see him again.
Or is it Hickson or Dixon?
Dixon.
Dixon
is where I live. Dixon is the doctor.
Yeah. So I hope whoever they bring in, I hope they're a mainstay character. I don't want another cameo person.
Yeah, another in and out.
Yeah. I could always use another in and out, but I can't use another cameo.
Yeah. Okay. Something with Richard.
I don't know. This dude's really pissing me off. I think until... What I think is actually going to happen with him and the Derek storyline is he's going to fire him. The board is going to get wind of it. And they're going to go, hey, Weber, we trusted you to run this merger to get back to number one. You know what you don't do when you're trying to get number one? Fire Derek Shepherd. Yeah. So he's not fired. Just an FYI. You think you're in charge, but he's not fired. That's what's going to happen.
And then
Weber's going to have to have a whole big old tall glass of humble juice is what he needs.
Humble juice. Oh yeah, we all love our humble juice.
Yeah, I've never had any. I've never needed to have any though. So
Carmen has definitely never had humble juice, but yeah. He's been tried. People have tried to give it to him, and he just throws it in their face
like a baby.
Much like a baby.
All right, cousin it over here. Yeah, you look at your bangs.
My hair is fully on my face and the microphone. I can't even see Carmen.
I want to grow my hair that long.
Don't.
Not again.
It would look bad. No offense.
No, I had long hair. I don't think I'm going to go back. It's all right.
Yeah, I don't think it would look good.
It didn't look good the first time.
Derek and Meredith in their post-it.
Apparently they're married. I'm officially predicting they're married. Wait. I give up on... Although if this is an Izzy and George situation, I will be so furious.
What do you mean Izzy and George situation?
Because I was predicting that they would have sex and then the last day I gave up and they had sex the next day. I had been saying, I think for quite some time, I've been saying that the post-it note is being focused on. So there's going to be a fallout where Derek goes, it's not even like we're really married. We have just a post-it note. And that's how he's going to leave Meredith. But I'm retracting that, and I'm accepting the fact that they're married.
And then, something for Izzy and Alex.
I don't know. And at this point, I don't even care. Izzy, if she never comes back to the show, and this is how they write Catherine Heigl off, they really hated her behind the scenes because they just tanked her character.
Yeah.
They fired her and they shattered her legacy.
And
I actually felt bad for Alex in that scene.
Yeah, I felt really bad for Alex this whole episode. And last episode, because he's really like not being able to focus on his work because he cares about Izzy and he like wants her to be okay. And he wants to know that she is okay.
Although another official prediction. Mm-hmm. If Izzy does not come back, him and Reed are going to have segs.
Okay. I was going to ask if Izzy doesn't come back, pair Alex up with somebody.
Olivia. No, Reed. Reed makes sense.
Okay. And then, what about like the Mercy Rest people? So Reed, Jackson, and Charlie. Just anything for them.
Fuck Charlie. Piece of shit. Jackson's okay. Jackson, I mean, he was a douche to Lexi,
but he got his.
He got his, so I think they're even. And also, Lexi told him off ultimately. Yeah.
This is
because
America.
This is America. Yeah. So, I don't hate Jackson. I don't hate him. Charles is not in charge. He's in charge of being fucking stupid. And Reed is just okay right now. Yeah, Reed's okay. April will be back by two episodes from now. Episode 9, she'll be back.
How does she come back?
Blackmail.
She did kind of kill that lady. So.
Blackmail.
Oh, she blackmails Weber?
No, she blackmails the head of the
Jennings.
Jennings, yeah.
Mm. Classy move.
Remember Sadie? Remember when we didn't get a full storyline of I know
I
who your father is?
I was thinking about Death and Die today and how apparently no one knew what that was except for me. Yeah. And I thought you were dumb, but apparently I'm just a psychopath.
No, it's just, not everyone can be operating it.
Not everybody can be watching this show 1,600 times. Right.
Yeah. So anyone else that I need to predict or give anything on? I can't think of Bailey. Bailey's going to, you know what? Bailey and Jackson are going to smush.
Okay.
I don't think Jackson, I can see having sex with anyone else. Cause Arizona and Callie are coupled up. Meredith is coupled up. Christina's coupled up. Lexi's coupled up. That only leaves Bailey available right now.
Right now. Right and if now. There's anything this hospital is known for, it is the stability of the relationships within it.
Uh-huh. As we've seen. Yeah.
Okay, well, I think, yeah, did we do everybody? Did Alex?
Oh, I've done everybody.
Meredith. Yeah. Christina. Yeah, I think that's everything. Yeah. So good talk. Good ep. Loving this season six vibes. Loving our new friends. Wait, did we shout out our new Patreon?
If there's a new Patreon, I didn't know about it.
I sent it to you. We might be super, super behind. It's possible that the whole having a puppy and then Christmas. Did we? No, that was Kathleen. Samantha. Did we shout out Samantha?
I sure hope so.
Ooh.
I thought we didn't,
because that would look, that was the week of Christmas. So we fucked up. Samantha, we are so sorry. Samantha, thank you for joining us on Patreon. We are actually apologetic.
I'm double sorry because I was messaging her and I was like, yo, she does not care if it's Samantha or Sammy. She's good with either one, by the way. And she started listening over the summer.
Big apologies for missing that. We should have shouted her out last week. But we are thankful for her and thankful for all of you guys listening and sharing and joining us on Patreon, joining us on Instagram, TikTok, the Twitters, all of the things. You can find us, Grey's Academy Pod, at all the places. You can email us at greysacademypod@gmail.com. You can follow us at chaoticallykelsey, carmen.gabriel.official. See all of our general shenanigans. Talk to us about other things, not just Grey's related. Get on our Discord. We are chit-chatting about all kinds of stuff over there, and we love it so much. It brings us such joy to be able to have like a cool way to connect with the community. Just remember, if you do see Carmen walking down the street,
just remember, no spoilies. Do not spoil the show. Take a quick selfie. Take a quick pic. Let's go get some Starbies. And just remember that we love you guys. And it's a new year. Make sure to go on to Reddit or wherever you see podcasts or Grey's content being shared and tag us. We appreciate that. And we will see you all in the next one.